Welcome to T21 Mom.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the T21 Mom podcast. My name is Mary, and my daughter Ainsley has Down syndrome and the dual diagnosis of autism. And I am living life my way. Do you remember the moment that you received the diagnosis that your baby has Down syndrome? What was that like for you? Was it overwhelming, sad, maybe terrifying? What did you feel? Did you think, I can do this? Or you just weren't sure? So on today's episode, I wanted to share my diagnosis story. And I would love to hear other people's diagnosis stories because we've all been there. You know, whether we had a prenatal diagnosis like myself, a birth, or even a post-birth diagnosis. So today I thought I would share my story. Ainsley, she's now 11, so it's quite some time ago, but I'm sure like many of you, I can remember it like it was yesterday. I can remember what I was doing. I remember everything around me. So just a little bit of a backstory. I am a single mom by choice, and after a lot of thought and time spent journaling and wondering, can I really do this? I decided to try to have a child on my own. I truly wanted to live my life with no regrets, and I knew that if I didn't at least try, I would always wonder. I never truly wanted to be a solo mom. I always pictured I would be married and myself and my partner, we would have children, but it didn't quite work out that way. I was in my 40s and it literally was now or never. And I did 6 fertility treatments and I had gone on a trip to Australia and New Zealand, and the day after I got back, I went to the fertility clinic, and I told the doctor, this was my last try. It's like a Hail Mary here. And I left her office, and she said, let's get you a baby for Christmas. And somehow I just had a feeling it was going to work this time. So a few weeks after a very grueling fertility treatment, I learned I was pregnant. And at 8 weeks, I went into the clinic with my friend Marcy to check for a heartbeat. And there it was, a little bean on the screen. And I could hear the heartbeat. And all through my pregnancy, I and all my friends, we called my baby Bean. And it was so magical hearing the heartbeat. I couldn't believe it. And I remember asking the doctor what the chances were that my baby would have Down syndrome because, you know, I was an older mom. And he told me that it was 6 to 9%. And I said, wow, that's high. But he responded, think of it the other way, 91 to 94% that everything's fine. You know, generally, if you get odds like that, you would think those are great odds. Like if someone told you your chances of beating cancer was 91 to 94%, you would think you had it made. So Marcy and I, we left the doctor's office and outside we hugged and cried. I cried as I was so happy that my dream was coming true, that I was going to be a mom. And Marcy cried too. I know she was happy for me, but I'm sure some of those tears were because she was never able to have kids. It was a really emotional yet surreal moment. And Because of my age, I was 43 at the time, I was sent for quad testing, which is some sort of blood test. This was the type of test they had before the NIP test. The NIP test, I had heard about it, but it wasn't quite on the market here yet. And then I also went for a nuchal fold scan. So they do that in combination with the quad blood test. And I really wasn't all that worried, but I do remember looking over at the tech during the scan, and he was squinting at something on the screen. And I still wasn't really worried, but in the background of my mind, I was thinking, does he see something? But I kind of soon forgot about it. And soon after that, it was Mother's Day, and I was about 12 or so weeks by then, and we were at my brother's. It was the first Mother's Day since our mom had passed, so it was already a bit emotional. I gathered my family around, and I told them I had something to tell them. I started to cry, and I literally couldn't get the words out. I kept saying, I'm, and one of my sister-in-laws asked if I was pregnant. And I somehow managed to say, yes. And everyone was so happy and excited for me. And there were a lot of hugs and tears. And later, my sister-in-law, she asked me if I was worried. And I replied, no. The doctor told me it was a 69% chance. Somebody's in that 69%. You just hope it's not you. Well, 2 days later, I got a call from the OBGYN that they wanted to see me. And I knew it couldn't be good. I had an appointment for them later that month, but I had tried to get in earlier but could not. So I knew that something was up. And I had to wait all day to get in to see her. It was a really hard, hard day. And this time my friend Jill came with me. I really thought I needed the support because I didn't know what the doctor was going to tell me. And the doctor, she didn't beat around the bush. She told me that I had a 1 in 5 chance of my baby having some sort of trisomy. I think she meant like trisomy 13, trisomy 18, and trisomy 21. But in all honesty, I really don't recall much after that. And, you know, Jill and I left and we hugged outside the office. And once again, I cried. This time for much different reasons. I cried because I was scared and I was thinking that my life was over if this ends up being positive. And I was, you know, quite shaken up. But my doctor scheduled me for an amnio because I'm the kind of person that I need to know. I know that I would not have done well with a birth diagnosis. I do know that. And the amnio wasn't that bad, to be honest. Marcy once again came with me, and I remember the nurse holding my hands. And at the time, I thought it was to comfort me, but I realized later that it was so that I didn't do anything. And it was a little surreal watching it all happen on the screen. And you know, I was just so scared. I can't remember how long I had to wait for the results. It wasn't very long. And although I still had an 80% chance that everything was fine, there was a part of me that just knew. I remember praying so hard for my baby not to have Down syndrome. And then I realized praying wasn't going to change anything. My baby either at that point had Down syndrome or didn't. Now, I knew the day that I was going to get the amnio results, so I asked my friend Trish to come over. She had worked a night shift, so she came and she slept and told me to wake her up when I got the call. And I puttered around all morning and kind of kept myself busy, and I actually felt I had dodged a bullet. I figured they would have done the, quote, bad news calls first thing in the morning. And I hadn't received any calls. So Trish got up and we made plans to go for brunch. And I grabbed my phone, and that's when I noticed I missed a call. I have terrible, terrible cell reception in my condo. So I leaned over the counter and took a deep breath and called back. And the woman on the other line told me the news that was going to change my life. She told me that my baby had trisomy 21. And I really don't remember much after that moment. I probably actually thanked her and hung up the phone. And Trish, she let me have my moment. I had the ugliest, most devastating cry of my life. I felt really lost, and it really hurts my heart to say those things now. But it's because I was ignorant and I knew nothing. I literally knew nothing. I didn't know what I was going to do, meaning, how am I going to do this? I honestly thought that my life was over. I was really just devastated. Trish and I, we had a long, long hug. And we still went for brunch. And then we actually went maternity clothes shopping. It all felt like a little surreal. You know, this should be a really happy, exciting time. And it was hard. It was hard to think that. And I guess I was one of the 6 to 9%. The next day, I called the Canadian Down Syndrome Society. And to this day, I don't know how they understood my message, as I was crying so hard as I was leaving my address. But about a week later, I got a package in the mail along with the book, Gifts. The next little while was hard. I was on my own, wondering how I was going to do this. I was just so devastated that I sent an email to my family informing them of the diagnosis. To this day, I can't believe I did that, but my heart was just really hurting at that time. I just kept thinking, how much harder does it have to be? You know, I don't have any parents. I don't have a lot of help. But I chose to tell only my family and a very small group of friends, my village. I really wanted to try to enjoy my pregnancy. And they carried me through those hard, hard days. And slowly I came to acceptance. And I started to read the book, Gifts. And after reading it, I really, truly felt I could do this. You know, I felt empowered. I felt, yes, I can do it. I think I can do it. And I always had a friend come with me to all my appointments because, as we know, if you have a prenatal diagnosis, there's a lot of extra appointments so that they could speak to me if I wasn't able, because it was still a really emotional time. And I remember Trish came to one appointment. It was some sort of scan, and she wanted to find out if I was having a boy or a girl, but I didn't want to know. Because I truly feel that there's so few true surprises in life other than having a baby and finding out the gender. So I really wanted to wait until Bean was born. And the tech had asked me, you know, why I was there, which I thought she should have known. But I told her it was because my baby had Down syndrome. And I also told her that Trish wanted to know the sex of the baby. But the tech said she wasn't permitted to tell her, but did tell her that if it looks like a hamburger, it's a girl. So everything looked great on the scan. And the tech told me at the end that she had been doing her job for over 20 years, and she would never have known that my baby had Down syndrome except for me telling her. I know often on scans there are some markers like short, long bones or no nasal bone, but Ainsley didn't have any of that. So other than the blood tests and the nuchal fold scan, there would have been no way to know that she had Down syndrome. After I got over my baby having Down syndrome, I had the most amazing, beautiful pregnancy. And I loved being pregnant. I honestly never felt more beautiful or radiant in my life. And I actually had a super easy pregnancy. I had zero health complications. I never got high blood pressure. I was still running at 7 months. You know, I was doing pretty good. You know, if you have just received a diagnosis, it's okay to grieve what you were expecting. It's okay to feel sad and ask, why me? I was there too. But when they placed her in my arms, all 9 pounds, 1 ounce of her, all that fear just literally melted away. I promise you, what you may be feeling now will go away, and you too will wonder what you were so worried about. And on the day of Ainsley's birth, it was a celebration. All my family and friends were eagerly waiting. Marcy was my birth partner. I had a doula. All the doctors were ready and prepared. I ended up having an emergency C-section due to failure to progress, and as the doctor said, I was having a big baby. So in the end, I was actually okay with that. And I know I'm 11 years in and I still feel I have a lot to learn. But I can confidently say that Ainsley has made me into the person that I was always meant to be. And shortly after Ainsley was born, I saw Trish and I asked her if she always knew it was a girl. And she smiled at me and said, yep, I always knew it was a hamburger. So that's my diagnosis story. And I would love to hear yours and to share yours if you want to. We all have those moments of uncertainty when we find out our baby has an extra chromosome. I think for most of us, we wonder, can we do this? Am I equipped to do this? Do I have the resources to do this? Is my life over? Just so many unanswered questions. But, you know, doing this on my own has been the hardest, bravest, and best thing I have ever done. And we are 11 years in and life is pretty good. you know, I met Dennis when Ainsley was young, and, you know, that wasn't something I ever saw happening in my life, that I could meet somebody who would love my daughter as much, maybe even more than I do. And those two are just two peas in a pod. And to be honest, I don't think we would have met if it wasn't for Ainsley. So thanks for listening to the T21 Mom podcast. And as I said, I would love to share your diagnosis story, whatever it is, prenatal, birth, or even post-birth diagnosis. You can drop me a line at my website at t21mom.com, or you can even leave a little voicemail and I will be sure to get back to you. So keep on loving on your rocking kiddos, and I'll see you next time.